Good morning. It is April 6, 2015. The time is 0710 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday morning, day after Easter, having the morning coffee out here on the back porch. The screened-in, enclosed back porch, because the actual stone porch just outside the screen door here that's all bordered up with plastic, I guess it's going to be coming down here shortly with the nicer weather, is a little bit wet out, and it's a little bit foggy out this morning. We have probably 35 degree weather right now, where it's going to get warm today, probably some more rain. I don't know, I haven't really looked at the forecast for today, but we do have some snow, and you can see from the audio art to this particular audio that we have a foggy morning going on out there in the cornfield. I know Bernie likes the cornfield, the report of the cornfield, so we have fog out on the cornfield, Bernie, and it's always pleasant. I got the cardinal out there chirping, and I did listen to some audios this morning, and I heard the birds there that are always accompanying McCoglan's audios there, that when I'm listening, I feel like they're right in the room with that the piece of hardware that he records on. Well, the coffee's good this morning. I'm on a day off also, so sort of slept in this morning, and oddly enough, Max slept in too a little bit. He had a pretty exciting day yesterday with all the activities at the house here with my daughter and one of her roommates home for the holidays here, but we'll be returning back to university today. Actually, this morning sometime, the missus will be driving them out as far as waiting for another classmate to make the journey there. About a two-hour journey from where we're at. And I also was listening to an audio this morning that I favored and I really enjoyed. And RJ Net, thank you for the soundscape of Big Ben. I always like hearing Big Ben. And that was a great audio. So I'm greatly appreciative hearing that this morning. That Big Ben is always a favorite of mine, and I would love to see if I ever get over there to the UK. And so that was a real treat this morning listening to that. And then Turbo Stream doing his walkabout there in the park. I didn't realize when he was doing his audio, he was saying something about there's an Aldi's in the UK, and I was told the missus, and she goes, really? I know there's a Tesco because I've been on a virtual tour there with Big Rick, all one word, and we have an Aldi's here. They have a chain, but we have also what's the grocery store? We Price Chopper, and then there's Tops, and there's a couple other ones. But that's a current chain. But Aldi's is around. And so it's pretty interesting listenings this morning on a few audios. And this past weekend I've been doing the last week or so I've been doing some Periscope testing. And I did one last night or yesterday after getting out from the day job, which it's a very interesting platform. I like it and I've expressed it, but I did read a blog post that there are some people that have been around the tech community here a while that they don't really care for it. The journalists, I don't know, it hasn't caught on. They say it's nothing new. Yeah, I agree, it's nothing new. We've had this capability on other apps, but it's an app that is getting everybody on board to do it. It's just like audio. If you look at it, before this program formerly known as AudioBoo, as well as VoiceBow, before they came around, you could still post up audio, but everybody wasn't doing it. So, if anything, these apps called Periscope and Meerkat, they're getting the vast masses out there in the internet to-do video. Granted, Bamboozer's been around. I've used Bamboozer, very good program, but it's not as popular. I guess, you know, you got to accept the fact that on this thing called the internet, there's something called popularity. So if you can't accept that, you know, get over it. You know, it just, I don't know. I guess when I read blog posts that are sort of cutting down the current apps as being, you know, real quick, they're just out of the, especially Periscope, they're just out of the gate and they're becoming popular and someone dubs it a fad. And it's not a fad. It's just not when you have a mess load of people using these apps. And I'm really enjoying it. And as far as just a different dynamic on the internet as far as using video. And I'm sure there's going to be improvements with this particular app, as well as Meerkat, even though they're not going to be the top dog the way it looks, because Twitter owns Twitter, and they own Periscope. So, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out that who's going to be taken care of on the Twitter platform. But I'm sure they're going to allow some competition. I don't think they're going to squash it. They'll probably have it so that it's watered down a little bit, because I've seen an interesting graphic about all the features, and there's like two or three features that are they had like seven features, and like the last two features Meerkat doesn't have because Twitter won't allow. You know, that's how they're, and can you blame Twitter for controlling that? Hey, it's their platform. It's their sandbox. So just like on this thing called this program formerly known as Audioboo, they put up the login wall. Why'd they do that? I don't know. We all have our speculations. I'm just wondering if it's to block audio from the program formerly known as Audioboo to be posted up on that new app that's supposed to be coming out. I guess it's out in beta. They had a so-called launch. I did a audio on it called Adio. From Adio Corporation or Adio HQ, whatever their, I think that's their main Twitter feed now, is Adio HQ. But I'm just wondering if the program formerly known as Audioboo did that because they did not want the audio being posted readily available unless you sign in. So maybe that's a reason for the roadblock. I don't know, call it a conspiracy theory. I don't know, it's just like everybody has one, but it just makes me wonder that if you go check out on the Adio Corporation webpage, they're not saying anything about being able to, well, possibly, we'll have to see. You know, you don't know until the app comes out. So that's going to be interesting to see when that actually comes out for the masses, as far as Mark Rock's 2-year in the works, I guess, Adio collections to make a playlist of your YouTubes. Is anybody still doing YouTubes? I guess there's people out there doing YouTubes. I'm not doing them as much. As well as SoundCloud. I know SoundCloud is being used. There was a Clip It News. They use SoundCloud, but they also use that program formerly known as Audioboo. But I listen to them on SoundCloud. I enjoy. And then also their webpage. Their webpage is fantastic, so. Boy, I'm getting a whole gambit of items in on this audio this morning. So, but I'm enjoying my coffee, and that's what's going through my head this morning on a few thoughts, and enjoying the audio from a few people, and as well as passing on the report of the cornfield here in the southern tier of New York State. And the coffee is good this morning. It's always good on a day off, I think, especially when I slept in. I usually get up, about 4:30, 5 o'clock Eastern time, and even on my days off, I've been getting up on. So this morning, I was able to sleep in a little bit. Max, again, he didn't corral me into getting going this morning, so we're going to have probably an enjoyable walk once the fog lifts, and it's going to be a little bit warmer and have an enjoyable day. And the snow that fell yesterday, hopefully it will go all the way later this afternoon with the warmer temperature. But with that, y'all have a good one. Y'all have fun. Ciao for now.